the value or lack of appreciation. Have you ever gone out of your way for someone and received a dull stare? Have you ever gone the extra mile for a friend or relative and had them act as if it was nothing? Have you ever experienced the frustration of being a thoughtful person and been treated as if your act of kindness or thoughtful behavior was expected and deserved and not even worth a simple thank you? Well, I have, and on too numerous occasions to mention. I am not on an appreciation crusade, so please understand that I don't need a thank you for every time I do the slightest act of thoughtfulness. Having said that, I am constantly amazed at how few people have the manners, good taste, or simple courtesy of saying thank you when it is the appropriate thing to do. It seems that as a society, we expect things from everyone. The list of people and examples is endless. Waiters who refill your iced tea, cab drivers who handle your luggage, people who hold doors open for you, drivers who let you cut in the line of traffic, spouses who acknowledge your simple courtesies, and the numerous other daily examples of thoughtfulness that people do or fail to do for whatever reason. There are some basic premises involved in simple appreciation. People who can't find it in their behavior to thank you may have a number of things going on, either consciously or unconsciously. Here are just a few of the possibilities. 1. These people are often insecure. 2. Many may have low self-esteem and they don't feel worthy. 3. They may feel entitled. 4. Few understand the simple truth that when you appreciate my thoughtfulness, it makes me want to do more for you, and the opposite is also true. Your lack of appreciation makes me want to do less for you. 5. Some are just too inner-focused and don't even recognize your thoughtfulness. 6. Many believe that it is your job to do stuff for them, and it doesn't warrant even a simple thank you. 7. A great number of people are so stressed out today that they could care less about your thoughtfulness. 8. Some just were raised without simple manners. 9. Many people are angry about something in life and are taking their anger out on those people in their life, even strangers who don't deserve it. And finally, 10. A lot of people believe that life is really just all about them. Do you have someone in your life who fails to appreciate or even recognize your thoughtful behaviors? If you do, I will guarantee that their behavior will sooner or later take its toll on the quality of that relationship. What these people fail to recognize is that when we have less than appreciative people in our life, that we will eventually stop giving to these people and we will make other people the focus of our thoughtfulness. If you put yourself in the category of being less than an appreciative person, consider that most people who think they are appreciative but who are not tend to have personal blind spots in this area. And if you ask them if they believe that they are really appreciative, they would tell you yes. There is one problem for the givers in this world. If they have too many people who fail to appreciate their giving, or special people, spouses, parents, friends, bosses, etc., who just don't give them the appreciation they feel they deserve from them, they may stop being thoughtful to anyone and everyone altogether. The problem with this reaction is that you have let other people's behavior determine your behavior, and this is a position of weakness. I know. I've been there. Ultimately, what you have done is let these people determine how you will live your life. Don't do it. The price is far too high.